Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On the Senate floor last night, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin praised a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure deal, the details finally released after weeks of negotiations in 2,700 pages of legislation.
So many people have given up on the Senate. They've given up on Congress. They've given up on our ability to be able to do the big things. This is big. This is a big deal.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now. Hi, Claudia.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And, you know, I think Joe Manchin is onto something. This does seem like a big deal. We've been talking about this bill for months. What's in it? What stands out to you?
Well, first of all, the money. There is more than $1,700 signs throughout this massive bill, just to give you an idea of all the spending that is in this legislation and the ability of this bipartisan group to finally reach this stage of legislative text after so much wrangling back and forth for days and weeks. But we can start with that biggest number you mentioned. This is the roughly $1 trillion plan, as you mentioned, of that about $550 billion marks new spending. And this is for traditional hard infrastructure. So these are efforts to address crumbling roads, bridges, and other major projects. And that alone will mark more than $100 billion when we talk about these roads, bridges, and other major projects. There's also more than $60 billion for rail and more than $70 billion to address the nation's power grid. And there's additional provisions to improve water infrastructure and broadband access in rural pockets. And as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noted on the floor last night, it has been decades since Congress approved such a massive standalone investment in the country's economy. And that is a legislative package dedicated to moving the American workforce and businesses into the next century through improvements to physical infrastructure.
So it is a lot of money, as you describe, but this bill would not increase taxes. That's important because that issue was a stumbling block in earlier negotiations. How is it paid for?
Yes, negotiators have said the bill is paid for through a variety of sources that are not tied to tax increases, as you mentioned. This includes using available funds from different programs, such as an unemployment assistance program that had money set aside to deter fraud. The White House has also said that it will be offset in part by certain corporate user fees and from projected economic growth tied to investments from this package.
Well, there are critics. Republican Mike Lee of Utah said he had grave concerns about the cost of this bill and by the rush of Senate negotiators to pass it this week.
If it took them 4 months to get comfortable with it, is it at all reasonable to expect that we should get through it and over the threshold of passing it, placing burdens on the American people that will last not just for years, but for decades, in a matter of days?
So it sounds like Mike Lee is a no, but are there enough other Republican senators lining up behind this bill to pass it later in the week, as Democrats are hoping to do?
So far, the signs are positive for this to potentially gain passage eventually. But again, this is a massive bill. It faces a lot of challenges before it can reach the finish line. But if we look at a procedural vote last week that was tied to this package, it allowed the Senate to reach this latest stage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And that vote drew the support of 17 Republicans who joined Democrats. And that included Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, which gives the Senate a good amount of cushion to hit a 60-vote threshold that's needed to reach the next stages of debate on this legislation.
How involved was President Biden and his team?
The White House has been heavily involved in these talks from the very beginning, from President Biden himself directly talking to some of these negotiators in this bipartisan group, encouraging a deal, to White House aides who have been on the ground floor with members during these negotiations. And this is talks with this group of bipartisan lawmakers to hammer out the final framework. And now what we're looking at is the legislative text to back up all those efforts in recent weeks.
Claudia, what does this smaller deal mean for a $3 trillion human infrastructure plan that Senate Democrats are working on separately without Republicans?
For Democrats, this bipartisan deal and their partisan, more ambitious spending plan, that $3.5 trillion deal you mentioned, are one and the same. They won't move on one without the other. That includes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who said she will not take up the bipartisan bill until both pieces of legislation are ready. Schumer has signaled as soon as we get through this bipartisan bill, we're going to move immediately to this effort for this Democratic spending plan. Now, for some moderates, it's key to move on this before they can take up this human infrastructure plan, if you will. And for progressives, perhaps the reverse is true. So they're very much intertwined. And in the end, this is a boost for this two-track plan, at least as far as many Democrats are concerned.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.